Salvation of a Foresight by John Galsworthy. Swithin Foresight lay in bed. The corners of his mouth under his white moustache drooped towards his double chin. He panted.
My doctor says I'm in a bad way, James.
His twin brother placed his hand behind his ear.
I can't hear you. They tell me I ought to take a cure. There's always a cure wanted for something. Emily had a cure.
Swithin replied.
You mumble so. I hear my man, Adolf. I trained him. You ought to have an ear trumpet. You're getting very shaky, James.
There was silence. Then James Forsyth, as if galvanized, remarked,
I suppose you've made your will. I suppose you've left your money to the family. You've nobody else to leave it to. There was Danson died the other day, left his money to a hospital.
The hairs of Swithin's white moustache bristled.
Fool of a doctor told me to make my will, he said. I hate a fellow who tells you to make your will. My appetite's good. I ate a partridge last night. I'm all the better for eating. He told me to leave off champagne. I eat a good breakfast. I'm not 80. You're the same age, James. You look very shaky.
James Forsyth said,
You ought to have another opinion. Have Blank. He's the first man now. I had him for Emily. Cost me 200 guineas. He sent her to Homburg. That's the first place now. The prince was there. Everybody goes there.
Swithin Forsyth answered,
I don't get any sleep at night. Now I can't get out. And I bought a new carriage, gave a pot of money for it. Do you ever have bronchitis? They tell me champagne's dangerous. It's my belief I couldn't take a better thing.